The AU has also fought against apartheid in South Africa and the promotion of culture on the continent. The organization has made giant strides in economic integration by facilitating trade among member states. However, the failures of the AU outweigh its successes. Its major failure was its inability to bring peace, prosperity, security, and stability to the continent. 48 years after its formation, the continent is still found wanting in its response to tyrannies and kleptocracies ruling in member states, deficiency that undermines its credibility. Its powers are too weak and its influence is inadequate to deal with the internal and external conflicts, poor governance, human rights abuses, poverty, and underdevelopment are widespread. The continent has also been considered incapable of meeting the challenges of globalization. Despite its challenges, the relevance of the AU is not in doubt, and its potential to spearhead Africa's development is also positive.
A write-up on AU Day. African Union celebrates its 48th anniversary today. The AU has been described differently by people over the period of its existence. Some say the organization has failed to act on issues that affect people on the continent. Speaking on Behind the News on Radio Ghana, a retired AU diplomat, Sheikh Osman Barry, disagreed with such views, saying the AU has contributed immensely to the development of the continent. He spoke to Abigail Labi.
AU has some achievement that could be appreciated by Africans and non-Africans.
Talking about achievements, what would you consider to be significant successes chalked up by the organization, maybe from its previous status as the Organization of African Unity till now?
From the inception of the organization, the focus was on the political liberation of African people. So that has been achieved with some credibility up to date. And then secondly, it has also tried to establish foundation for economic development and also conflict resolution, another area where OAU has really achieved credit. So we are now heading towards trying to integrate the peoples of African continent. This is our target.
Now, on some occasions, some have suggested that some countries in Northern Africa have not seen themselves as integral members of the continental body. Do you also see it that way?
I don't look at it that way at all, and I don't agree with that view, because when we talk about the continental organization, North, South, East, and Central and West, they're all part of the organization. And then we have some assessment that we count on people's contribution to the progress of the organization and the role of North African countries that are paying this contribution. Otherwise, the organization cannot reach where it has now reached.
Retired AU diplomat Sheikh Osman Barry talking to Abigail Labi. Radio Ghana brings you excerpts from Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's statement calling for continental unity and integration.
Our independence is meaningless unless it's linked up the total liberation of the African continent. Hello, Ghanaians. Let us now ask for God's blessing. And for only 2 seconds, in your thousands and millions, I want to ask you to pause only for 1 minute and give thanks to Almighty God for having led us through obstacles, difficulties, imprisonment, hardship and suffering to have brought us to the end of our trouble today.
The flowing tide of African nationalism sweeps everything before it and constitutes a challenge to the colonial powers to make a just restitution for the years of injustice and crime committed against our continent. For years and years, Africa has been the footstool of colonialism and imperialism, exploitation and degradation. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, her sounds languished in chains of slavery and humiliation.
He said, Africa is not an extension of Europe.
I have often stressed the fact that Africa is not an extension of Europe or of any other continent, and that the attempt to balkanize her is inimical to African unity and progress.
The voice of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, Ghana's first president.